Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
Where the podcast gives you no information about your favorite information.
Today is Thirsty Thursday, September 20th, 2018. You can find this terrible podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and Stitcher. You can also find us on Twitter. I am at MarcusB814.
I am at Nick Vern. That's N-I-C-K-V-E-R-N. And this week's episode, we are live.
What?
That's right. Live. So if we screw up anything like we usually do, there's no hiding it at all. All the the burps, the farts, everything, you're getting it all. Raw, unfiltered, working class nerds.
Wait a minute. We're always unfiltered.
That's true. There's no filter.
Yeah, and we don't ever cut out the farts or the burps or anything like that because we can't. We don't, but that's like above our pay grade.
It's a good, great point.
So besides that it's the lack of edits and everything else, this is episode 25.
It's a big milestone.
I never thought we'd make it this far. No, last Christmas when we were like, oh, let's start a podcast. You were like, yeah, sure. And then we were like, every 2 weeks. And where did it go from there?
Yeah, just every 2 weeks we got together. We were like, oh, what are we going to do? And we started, having guests on and actually upgraded, our system a little bit. It got intro music. And then we just recently got break music, which was pretty sweet.
Well, it's not really music. It's you cracking a beer open and taking a sip.
That's, yeah. Well, still, you know what I mean?
And it's real. That's not a fake, that's not a fake pour. That's a real pour.
Yeah, I really just held it up to the mic and poured it and then took a sip.
Right. It's kind of weird that you're sitting next to me right
this
now.
This is fair.
You're invading my territory.
So through episodes, beta episode or whatever, through 24, we've been sitting across from each other so we could look at each other when we talk.
And it's kind of great because you're not in my space.
Right. And now we're both Greek, so we talk with our hands and we're going to be elbowing each other this whole time.
Right. So other than that, if I have to say episode 25 for me is – it's a big deal because, we got to do this, but it's also that we've grown to this point. And, the summer was awesome because we were recording every week because you were fucking...
It was free.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect way to say it. But yeah, 25. It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. I did not think we'd get this far. It's cool that we actually have people that care about the stuff that we talk about.
Right. Well, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're talking about... besides the lack of editing and being live, we're going to be talking about gaming communities. So specifically SOTOR, of course, but just different general stuff about the communities that we play in, that we like and dislike and things like that.
I'm really excited for it because I dabbled in something new and I didn't get to see the toxicity except the shit that you and Al were talking to me while we were playing, but we're going to get into that.
Right.
Nick, what have you been doing this week?
So, finally, I feel like the past 10 episodes I've been saying, oh, I didn't play a lot of games this week. Oh, nope, not a lot of gaming. Light gaming week. Finally, I've been able to play, a satisfying amount of video games. And I actually did play a lot. Let me just give you the rundown of what I played. I played the Battlefield 5 beta. I played the Call of Duty Black Ops 37 beta. I played the Spider-Man for the PS4. And I, of course, Siege.
Wait, did you say Black Ops 37?
Yeah, it's Black Ops 4, but it feels like there's a million of them.
But didn't they release that new game mode?
Yes. Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
All right.
So first up, I'll talk about the Battlefield 5 beta. I think it had two maps, I played only two maps, both of which didn't have any tanks, which I was pretty pissed about. They had airplanes, but tanks are my jam in Battlefield, so that was a little disappointing. But
wait a minute. What? Say that again.
They didn't have any tanks.
No tanks in the Battlefield 5 beta.
I didn't see any tanks.
Thank God. Nobody needs tanks.
I like tanks. Tanks are in World War II. They're a big part.
But I'm just driving into walls. I can't do it.
Yeah.
The whole driving and shooting and all that, I can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I'm the worst Battlefield player ever, but the graphics are so good, I want to play it.
Yeah. I like the graphics. They looked incredible, as they always do, but... I wasn't really impressed with the gameplay. The big new thing was this building component where you could go and reinforce a house that's gotten blown up or something. You can go rebuild walls or you can make put a little sandbag barriers or something like that on the fly. So that's sort of Fortnite type of thing. But I never Al's fact check There are tanks. So apparently I just missed all the tanks when I played. But right. I did see airplanes. Thank you, Al. But I didn't, what also didn't work for me was any of the building stuff. So I could in like two spots, but I was like, at one game, I just ran all over the battlefield just to see where I could rebuild like later in the game. And I only found like two or three spots that you could do it. So, and at least from the trailers and stuff I had seen before, it looked like it was going to be like all over the place. Like as things, you know, get destroyed, you can build them back up and make your position better. And I didn't really find that. Now, I don't know if that was because
you're terrible at it.
Yeah, either I'm terrible at it, which is a very highly likely, or it was the beta and it was just glitchy and they weren't showing up where they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can see how that would happen too, because it's kind of, I feel like that'd be difficult to do from a programming standpoint. Beyond that, it was just
But that's what a beta is for.
Right.
A beta is supposed to come out. You play the shit out of it. It's terrible. There's glitches. There's bugs. You know, I remember when back in the day, the Call of Duty beta, we were under the map shooting people and we were like, well, that's not right. But you couldn't walk anywhere else. As soon as you walked out of your spawn point, you were underground, you know,
right.
and then they fixed it. So
yeah, that's true. Beyond that, it was just kind of like a normal Battlefield game with some World War II guns. And that's about it. That's really what I got out of it. Al did great. He sniped a bunch of people, but I was terrible at it. Maybe that's why I didn't like it.
I think
it.
You love Al.
I just play games with Al all the time. He's my PS4 buddy. All
right.
I don't have a whole guild to lean on like you do. I mean, I do. I'm in AIE too, but I don't play on my PC enough to utilize the guild resources.
Okay.
But anyways, back to the ranch. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 was pretty awesome. Now, normally I don't really like Call of Duty. The last one I played a lot of was like Black Ops 2, I think. But I didn't, I didn't get into a whole lot. The beta for Black Ops 4 is basically just showing off the new Battle Royale mode, which is, you know, obviously, you know, piggybacking off of Fortnite. But I thought it was awesome. The gunplay is awesome, like it is.
Well, it's Call of Duty.
Right. You're getting the Call of Duty gunplay, which is great, really polished and honed in. But there's no building component that Fortnite has that this does not, which honestly I thought it was good, especially after the what?
No, go ahead.
After the Battlefield 5 beta, when I was like totally not, you know, satisfied with the building component.
Right.
But, oh, Scrubland, you do have a PS4.
So the thing for me is you're getting distracted by the chat room.
I know. This is a terrible idea already. I'm just totally invested. Totally invested in the chat
room. All right. So back to the Black Ops beta. The new Battle Royale, I think that's the future of first-person shooters for the next whatever.
Yeah.
I played Fortnite. All of a sudden, I started building stairs in the middle of the world. And all of a sudden, this like bubble closed in on me and I died. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then you were like, well, the map closes and that's how it ends. And I'm like, well, that's fucking dumb.
Right.
But I just never played it before. So the thing is for the Call of Duty game is, are you going to spend $60 to play a Battle Royale? That's basically what they're telling you to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend $60 only on that game mode.
Right.
I'd spend like $20 maybe on that game mode. Sure. It was wicked fun. I think if that was a mode in the multiplayer, I think that would be... that'd be worth it. Or maybe if you know, you have the base game or whatever, that's $60 or something, and then you could buy the $80 version that comes with the Battle Royale mode.
Right.
Maybe that's something they could do. And I don't know what their price plan is or anything like that. But I enjoyed it a lot. And Al carried us to a win one time, even when we were playing duos. It was just me and Al versus the world. And
right.
It was 100 players too, which is sweet.
Hey, Max. Hey, Zen.
I think Seema's in here, too.
Hi, Seema. So, but...
anyways.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you get Spider-Man?
I did.
Did you open it?
Yes, I finally opened Spider-Man. Okay.
So, for the last week, he's been complaining to me. Every time he's playing Rainbow Six Siege or whatever game he was playing, he's like, dude, Spider-Man is still in the cellophane. I'm like, what? How do you even do that? And he's like, I can't open it until I play it. So it sits unopened until I play.
Right. Like once I can dedicate, you know, the hour to download it, which I still think is a stupid feature on these new consoles. But once I can dedicate that hour, then plus like 2 hours to play, then I'm not opening the game. Because if I can only hop on for like 15 minutes, it's fucking stupid.
Right.
Because especially in a game like that, because you want to dive in and like get sucked into the story, and then you come back and can play for 20 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever.
Right.
But the first time you play an RPG, I think that's my philosophy. You got to like devote a couple of hours to it.
No, I'm with you 100%. You know, you have to play it. But is it swinging around the city?
Yeah.
Is it really relaxing?
Yeah. Honestly, honest to God. So that was one of my favorite parts. I got through the tutorial part, which like he beat up some people and like, you know, beat up one of the villains. I don't want to spoil anything because it just came out, but that's the like the tutorial. And then you go and it's they basically tell you like Spider-Man's on the phone and he's like talking to himself. He's like, oh, I have some free time. I should just go explore the city and look for crime that's going around. So you just rope swing around and there's challenges that pop up. So you can like try to swing as fast as you possibly can. So just launching around at like past airplanes and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So wait, the challenges pop up, so you're swinging, and all of a sudden something pops up.
Be like, hey, speed one accomplished.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or see how fast you can get to the MetLife building.
No, not even. Hang on, let me get to that one. It's like, just the speed is like a, it'll say after you've done it, it'll pop up. It's like an accomplishment.
Oh, it's an achievement.
Yeah, just a normal achievement.
All right.
But what I really liked, one of my favorite parts was I knew that like fighting crime obviously was going to be a big part, but I think if I remember right, in the other Spider-Man game or some other games that are similar, you have to web swing. That's right. the crime is like, it sort of forces you to go like fight crime in between the missions.
Yep.
But in this game, you don't have to at all. So as you're swinging, you can click the right analog stick and it'll make the icons where crime near you is popped up. So if you want to go fight crime, you can, but you don't have to. And you don't even have to see it unless you turn it on.
Sure.
Which is really nice. I thought that was cool because you should go fight crime because you get tokens from doing that that let you upgrade your suit. So you have like special powers and stuff like that. Like, you know, more armor or something, or like you get more web slinging ammo.
I just think about myself playing Grand Theft Auto, how I'll do a mission and then I'll like get in a car and run over prostitutes for the next hour. Right. You know what I mean?
That's exactly how this. I'd play a mission and be like, oh, let me go unlock this section of the map. Like, oh, let me fight crime, oh, whatever. And then, oh, let me go. Like, you get those tokens too for suit upgrades. If you like take pictures of monuments, I'll just go to like a high spot and like see which things I can take pictures of and get tokens. It was pretty cool. The gameplay is. Oh, we got to make a correction. Thanks again to Al that. It was not the WB that made Spider-Man. It's Insomniac. So Insomniac made like the Ratchet and Clank series.
Yeah, Insomniac, I think, made Dead Space too.
I think you're right.
And it was the scariest fucking game I ever played.
Yeah.
It took me 1 year to beat Dead Space because I could only do a chapter at a time once a month.
Yeah.
I'd have fucking crazy dreams about like the necromorphs coming to get me. So poor. But didn't Insomniac get closed down? Oh, that's terrible.
No, I don't think so. And maybe it's not the same place. Maybe the chat will know. But I really enjoyed Spider-Man. It was great. And I enjoyed Ratchet and Clank, though, but that's a totally different game.
Zen lives in New York City, so he's like, maybe I'll do it just so I can swing around the city and be like, oh, I drank a beer at that place. Oh, that's Stitcher, where I met Marcus and his wife last year, and we got drunk at the Star Wars Cantina.
that sounds awesome. Yeah. The first thing I did after I got out of the tutorial was went to the tallest building, which I should know the name of that. I think it's Freedom Tower or something like that.
I thought it was the Empire State Building.
No, the Empire State Building hasn't been the tallest since like 1930 or something, or maybe not.
I'm not a New York guy.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I only went to New York because of the cantina and to meet Zen. That's it. If the cantina wasn't there, I wasn't going.
Yeah, that's fair. But anyways, I went to it and I used I went to the tallest building I could possibly find, used the photo mode and took a selfie.
Oh my God. So, you know, that's funny so Dent, we were doing ops or something and all of a sudden he started posting pictures of him taking selfies. We're like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, is he playing Spider-Man while tanking? Cause if he is, that's like the greatest achievement ever. I would be like, ding, ding, achievement, you know?
Yeah. Selfies all over the place.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I play? Oh yeah. So probably Spider-Man was my favorite part, but I had a great gaming night. So when I went to pick up Spider-Man with Al, 2 Fridays ago now, I also saw that they had Siege on sale for PS4 and it was like super cheap. It was like less than $20 or something. But so I'm like, well, I don't need a copy obviously, but I know someone with a PS4 who I can guilt trip into playing it if I buy this right now.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
So I totally did that. And then when Marcus came over for dinner that night, I was like, boom, slapped it on the table. It's like, sup, you got to play this. Let's go.
Yeah, so I had plans to work on my class story in SOTOR, and then he drops this thing. And I'm like, shit, I actually have to play it. And it's like, not on the computer because my whole excuse was it's not on the computer. I'm not playing it. But when somebody gives you a game, you're like, fuck, I actually have to do it.
Right.
So I downloaded it, and that night we played it for like 3.5 hours.
It was great. Me, Al, and Marcus just got on and jammed. And what's sweet is if you jump into Siege now, you can you get all the original operators totally unlocked and all the attachments, which is what you were playing with. And all the attachments for their guns and stuff are free also.
Wait, so if you get a new operator, you have to pay to unlock their attachments?
No, their attachments are free also. But that's a relatively new feature. I think it was this update or maybe the update previous to it. But it used to have to pay for the attachment. So it makes new people getting into the game. sorry. Avengers Tower is pretty tall. See,
this whole live thing in the whole chat room, I don't know how the other podcasters do it. Because, yeah, right. I just look over and I see Avengers Tower is pretty tall. It's not fucking real.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh man. Anyway, so
back at the ranch.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And then we played, so we got, Marcus got hooked there. Like the next day, Marcus was like, fuck, I got to play Siege again. Like,
because I was the pissed line off.
And, yeah.
I was super pissed because I'm standing tucked in a corner, perfect. And all of a sudden some asshole blasts the fucking wall behind me and kills me. I'm like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh.
Every wall is destructible.
Wall. Yeah,
every wall is destructible unless you reinforce it. And then even still, you can. Some operators have stuff that can blow through reinforced walls. But my favorite part, Marcus, they won't sponsor you if you don't show the label.
What label?
Probably your beer can.
Oh, Treehouse isn't sponsoring us,
dude. There's not Treehouse doesn't give a shit about us. But we like their product.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
hashtag not a sponsor. Back at the ranch again. The. The second time we played it was after an evening of beverages. For me, we went out to dinner, me and my family. And then I met Al and Marcus online. And my dad had come downstairs after drinking 2 margaritas, 3 Treehouse beers, and then decided to pour himself some bourbon. And it was like, oh, what the hell are you playing? I was down in the basement. And so he hops on the mic while I'm playing Siege, which makes it way harder on me. He was just berating Marcus and Al. Like in the spectator mode, whenever I died, it was hilarious.
It was terrible.
It was terrible for you. And they kept getting pissed off that none of the operators had grenades. He's like, throw a grenade. They're all right there. What the hell? We're like, no one has grenades. That would break the game if everybody had grenades.
Everybody should have a grenade.
Yeah, because you die at like 3 shots. Unless, or like 1 if you get a headshot.
I was going to say, I died every time.
Yeah.
1 shot, 1 kill. I was dead.
The best part was when you played as Tachanka. And you murderated 3 people.
And then somebody just came up to behind me and like tapped me in the back of the head with a gun and I died.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was awesome. Whew. So that's it for me and my games. Well, I know what games you've been playing, but did anything else epic happen this week that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. All right. You ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, so I've been working, you know, this is credit to Scrubland Chad. He came up with Marcus has been trying to complete the SOTOR podcast Infinity Gauntlet. And I only have one more to go. The council, I want to come on your show. Help me finish my Infinity glove. Okay.
Gauntlet?
Yeah, gauntlet, whatever, glove. It's a glove, okay?
It's a golden glove.
Yeah, it's a golden glove. It's like the golden gun and golden eye.
Yeah, once you get it, you auto win.
Exactly. So anyway, so forever I've been talking about how I want to be on every podcast and like I want to unite them and, you know, bring all of the podcasters together. So then Dr. SOTOR and I are chatting and he's like, oh, we should all do an operation. Before he finished typing that, I created a Discord, messaged every single podcaster and sent them the link to the group and united everybody. And then Doc SOTOR took it to the next level and created this fucking awesome graphic. And we decided we're going to go to Gods from the Machine with all the podcasters. We're going to do a 16-man operation. And Doc created the name. It's hashtag SOTOR Unite. That's so great. We've united everybody. And it's such an awesome experience. And Saturday, November 10th, 9 p.m., real world time.
East Max, Coast time.
Real world time, Max, the East Coast time zone. We're going to take all of the podcasters and we're going to do Gods from the Machine. It's going to stream live on Twitch. The main channel will be Doc Sotors. And we're going to take over the world. So in that process, I've reached out to a Sotor community manager, no names intended, and he hooked us up with some cartel coins to give away today. And if we hit 20 people watching, we're going to give away a 30-day subcode. So if you guys know anybody, get them signed in so I can give away a subcode.
Right now we're at 14. We only need six more.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's I'm super excited for it. Mm-hmm. And what it's done is because we're doing it on the Starforge server, you know, some of the West Coast people have joined AIE. And I think Magic Ace, who is a host, a co-host of the council, the one show that I have not been on.
Yeah.
She ran Mandatory Fun Night last night. Wait, no, today's Thursday, so two nights ago.
Right.
I don't even know the days anymore. She ran and Chill, the host of Utinicast, has he moved a tune, and he's a streamer. So he's leveling a tune on the Starforge in our guild, but he doesn't have any, like, the legacy perks.
Oh,
so he's doing
right.
it with no credits. Like, last night I was watching his stream, and he's talking about how he's got, like, 40,000 credits left, and he needs to buy this, and he needs to buy that, and he's broke. And
awesome.
It's an awesome way to watch somebody stream because they don't have any of those extras that everybody else has.
Right. As a new person, that's great to watch, too, or, like, relatively
yes.
casual
yeah.
outdoor player.
I'm super excited for this. I can't tell you because, you know, we're going to have our second baby coming soon, and then after that, we're going to do this operation with all the podcasters. And for me, it's just uniting the community. And that's why tonight we wanted to talk about the communities and gaming mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But
before we jump right into the topic.
Yeah. So other than that, right after this show. So, you know, I'm doing double duty tonight. So right after the show, I'm jumping on Utinicast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that by the time we're done, Doc Sotor posts the link in the chat so everybody can just jump on over there and see this ugly mug talk a little more about Sotor on their show. And what else have I been doing? Oh, my God.
A lot.
Yeah. So let's talk Siege.
Yeah.
So I haven't played a true first-person shooter probably years for hours. So I think I played 10 hours last week.
Yeah, I think it was like a good three.
Well, 3, 6, 9. 3 hours each whack.
Yeah, I think
I'm
we
pretty
played
close.
Three times.
So I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's put it out there. So when I play a first-person shooter, I live by the motto, pray and spray. I run around, shoot the submachine gun at the hip, and pray I kill somebody.
Right.
Throw a grenade every now and again, and they die.
Right.
Well, in this game, I actually have to be sneaky, and I'm just terrible at it. And I
right.
think I'm hiding behind a wall, and like if you watch the kill cam or whatever – you see me hanging out of the wall, and you're like, look at this idiot.
Right.
Like, he's definitely a new guy.
Right.
And then when we first played, I was doing pretty well, but it was because I was level zero. And then
right.
as I got up in levels, they started matching me with better people.
Right. Yeah. Once you – even in casual, this is more true in ranked, but even in casual, if you're a new player, you'll relatively match your – no links in chat.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh. Well, anyways, when they'll match you with all other, like, level zero players. So, like, Marcus was killing all the noobs. And then as you went up to, like, level 10 or whatever, people kind of knew what the hell they were doing.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, this guy's terrible. He should be level 1.
So then Al and I actually did okay, but then Marcus fell back a little bit. It was funny.
Right. But the one thing I can say that
Al carried our team. He says, Jeff, my back is killing me.
Yeah.
Al had, I don't know, a couple of close to 10.
Dude, you better back up. His head is blowing up through the fucking microphone. Like, calm down, dude. Your ego, calm it down, man. We're packing it in there. So, anyway, the one thing I can say that I had the most fun with
uh-huh.
is playing with you guys. Now, I do ops and all that stuff, but I haven't played a game other than Sotor with friends years.
Yeah.
So when I play a first-person shooter, it's on the computer, and right. it's really alone. I play it solo.
Right.
And it was really fun. I had a lot of fun playing it. But, you know, it's still a first-person shooter, and there's only so much I can do. And I think I play too much SOTOR.
Yeah.
But speaking of SOTOR, in my SOTOR gaming, mm-hmm. last Thursday we started me and Doc SOTOR started Psych Talk. So Doc had this grand idea that he wants to observe my brain while I play SOTOR. So we created a new character.
Yeah.
And he's doing like a – he made like this personality trait sheet, and he's grading it as we go. So like plus one, negative one, plus one, negative one.
Yeah.
As we're going through it to get – to find out like
– more in-depth about
what's
your
person- the Myers-Briggs layers.
Oh, yeah. Your personality type by Stan yes. Myers-Briggs.
So he wants to – so basically by the end of the class story, he's going to find out how I played the game – if it's the same,
personality type.
Yes, that I am personally, because I'm going to take the Myers-Briggs at the end.
Oh, based on you versus how
me, and then how I played the game, and he wants to see how close it is. It's kind of an awesome study,
and he's
probably going to have it published in some magazine someday. And I'm just going to be the test dummy that says he's a psychopath or something like that. But that's okay.
Or relatively normal in real life, but a complete psychopath in the game. hi Brian.
Yeah, hey Brian. Thanks for coming.
Someone asked, is it a Marauder?
No.
You're doing a different class story?
Yeah, so the whole purpose of this...
I didn't even know that you were capable of doing that, that you could only make Marauders.
No, it's because I want to finish my class stories. So I really want my legendary status, and I only have a couple left to do. So I told them, well, if we're going to do this, I might as well do a class that I haven't done.
Okay,
because I know how I want to play as Marauder. The light side only. Like... pat everybody on the back, tell them it's going to be okay, and go.
Well, whatever. This is great. I can give you the thumbs down, and people can actually see it.
Yeah.
Before, I had to like explain, oh, I'm giving the thumbs down. Right. Or face bombing.
But the...
Dark side.
No. Anyway, so I'm doing a Sith Sorcerer.
Okay.
And, you know, so there was this one part in the class story where, like, this really torturer guy was like, hey, you need to get the information out of this guy. And he's like, you should really... shoot lightning at him. And I'm like, no, I don't want to shoot lightning at him. So I just talked to the guy, and I was like, dude, it's gonna be okay, man. I'm gonna help you get off this planet. Don't worry, you're good.
Just give me the info, and I'll fucking let you
know. So I did, and he's good, and he's alive, and everybody's happy. Boomba.
That's just lame. I would have zapped him until his hair fell out.
Well, then he could lie and give you the wrong information.
No, I know.
So that was last Thursday night. So we're gonna do that every 2 weeks. Basically off podcast weeks, because he is the co-host of Voutini, and you know, we're on the same week now.
Right.
So that's good. Friday and Saturday night last week, we talked about it. We played Siege.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, we went to Gods from the Machine. I'm all excited about it. The whole team was like, wah, wah.
Have they played a lot of it or something?
We all have for the last year.
Yeah.
I've never heard everybody be so like, we're really doing this. And I'm like, yeah, we're doing this. Let's do it. And, I was excited for it. So then we went through Tithe, no problem. We went through the sisters, no problem. Yeah. We got to Nahut, and Nahut was really hard.
Oh, boy.
I guess there's a problem with it, and they're fixing it. I'm not really sure. So they have, some of the veteran mode stuff is in story mode, and some of the master mode stuff is in veteran mode, so it's really hard, and I'm just
exasperated.
Yeah,
Rack Evan agrees.
No, I love it. Well, we're going back Sunday because we didn't. Anyways, we hit a wall, and everybody was so frustrated. I was like, "Type one in the chat if you're done." Now, mind you, it's only like 10 o'clock or so, 10:15 maybe.
Yeah.
And we finish at 10:45, so we had time to do something else. Type one if you want the night to be over, two to keep going. Everybody but one person type one. I was like, all right, see you guys later. Alt.
F4.
Well, they fucked with me once, and they were like, oh. I was like, how do you turn the volume up? Or I did something to like hit Alt F4. I'm like, all right. And then the whole game shut down. Everybody thought it was fucking hilarious. I was like,
I
whatever.
Would too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like the classic, like, go get the board stretcher Yeah. Noob thing to say in a PC game.
Right. Anyway, so they messed with me. So that's what we did.
Oh, you guys are jerks.
Yeah, they want us to end the podcast right now. Okay. Everything else I've tried to make this week, but yep. I haven't been able to. I've been in my shop between building my hood cabinet, building cabinet doors. I wish I could show you guys everything, but it would fuck up the camera, our sound, everything.
Oh, right. Yeah. I could probably go haul it over at the end. But
right. So since Sunday, I haven't gamed at all. Mm-hmm. Plus, my hardwood floor is getting done at my house.
Yeah.
So I've been staying at my mother-in-law's
dun, 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 dun.
For all week.
Oh, God.
And I have my laptop, but it's not the same.
Right.
And, you know, when you're in a rush to leave and, you know, pregnant wife is like, oh, you got to go do this. You know, you got to put it on there. I'm like, all right, I got to go, got to go. And then I forget to save all of, like, my user interface keys.
Oh, no.
So, like, if I play it, I'm going to have to make it again. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
New Overlords says that
that's got Max.
Oh, hi, Max. Sorry. Max says that the Gods from the Machine fixes will be in the next update on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to get there.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Max. So first of all, I want to say thanks to Eric Musco for finally recognizing me and helping me out. So we have 16 people. Do you want to go to Google and type in like a roll 16?
Sure.
I don't know how you would. I don't know how you to do like a.
It just came out.
Like, I don't know how to do like a raffle thing. Roll dice online or something like that. I don't know.
Random number generator.
Oh, random number generator. Boomba.
Oh, 1 through 17.
1 through 16. Oh, 17. 16. 16 people.
Someone keeps popping it out.
All right. I'll do 16. Yep, 16.
Please hold.
Yep.
Your call is very important to us.
And then you find the listeners, I guess. Number generator, 1 through 16.
Yeah, I can click on the list. Participants.
All right.
Oh, that's not right. I'll see who's watching now.
I don't know. Sorry. This will all be edited out because we really are idiots, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how to see who's watching.
Well, we'll figure that out.
I can generate a random number.
Yeah. Well, use Google random 1 through 20. I'll pick one. All right. Number generator. Google random generator. I don't know. Sorry, everybody. This is our first time doing this. And I want to give away something. Oh, my God. Just pick it.
All right.
Random number generator. Boomba.
I got yelled at.
No, I didn't yell at anything. So you got to random generate a number.
Hey, Mariana, what's up?
Come on, do it.
Oh, click on it. All right. Randomly so generate a number?
No, you got to put 16 people.
Okay.
And
go. 11.
Okay.
So number 11. So hey, my dad's watching too.
Oh my God.
This is just.
This is terrible.
This is terrible.
All right. So I can do it here. We just got to remember. Oh, that's funny. Shit, this is like the highlights from my show and everybody else. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I don't know. See,
oh, here we go. Everybody's in it now.
Oh, it is?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Sir Salisbury, you have won 450 cartel coins.
Woo!
He said it's rigged. I didn't even give the answer yet, and they're calling it's rigged. So,
yeah, we clicked on who's watching.
Yeah,
we found a list and just picked that number 11 in the list.
Yeah. So anyway, so
Sir
Salisbury, I have your Twitter. After the show, I will send you some cartel coins.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for watching.
So in SOTOR news, Eric posted, he wants to ensure. Oh, no. Can you read that, please?
Yeah. Eric says, hey, folks, I just wanted to ensure that you saw our announcement yesterday on Twitter. Game update 5.9.3 will be going live next Wednesday, September 26th. One additional timing of note is double XP. The event will not be starting right away on launch day. Instead, it will start 1 week later and run for a week. The dates are 9/26 is game update 5.9.3, and October 2nd through October 9th is going to be double XP. Thanks, everyone. Eric Musco.
So basically what he's saying is that we're, you know, the new Hutball Nap is coming September 26th, which is in 6 days from now. And then the week after, we're going to get some double CXP. So hopefully I can, you know, get some tunes to command rank 300.
So you can get some extra CXP?
Yes. So if all this sounds fun to you, which, I mean, come on. I know it does. Yeah, exactly. A live shit show of us failing. Go to aie-guild.org, get our Discord info, and come play some games with us. Once you're in the Discord, you can ask for a guild invite, because that's really, truly the best way to, you know, get us in games to ping for us there. Because, you know, the AIE LFO, I don't see it at all. But we would love to have you. And I'd just like to say thanks to all the new members who have joined the guild. If you ever need any help, get a hold of me. I'm always happy to help. Or, you know, Dent is always happy to help with Juggernauts.
Sure. Helped you. Helped me.
I see how I just throw him under the bus. It's like he's not even here, but he's with us.
Yeah, make him get involved all the time.
Yeah, that is great.
What was I going to say? Yeah, and about the guild, I bet you I could find some more AIE resources for PS4 stuff. I bet you that exists.
Well, Final Fantasy 14 and Elder Scrolls Online is on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I'm just reneging on my earlier comment of like, oh, I don't have access to the guild because I'm on PS4. Because I like, as you were talking later and I was thinking about it, I'm like, that's definitely not true.
Well, it isn't.
I'm just like, there's stuff I could use to play with other people. I just choose to go back to Alex. It's convenient.
Right.
And I was a good guy.
Yeah, for sure. So usually this is where we take a break in our show because he's got a bladder the size of a camel. Or no.
No, that's the opposite.
A complete opposite. What would it be?
I have a bladder the size of a clementine.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you always have to pee. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
I could pee, but...
So you better go.
All right. Well, all right. Yeah,
I'll be I'll just ramble. Perfect. Just go quick.
Be right back. And we're back. Today, we're discussing gaming communities, the good, the bad, and the great. So let's start with the good.
All right, so first thing first, I'm going to focus hard on the SOTOR community because that's mostly what I play, and I probably have the most opinions on it.
And you're most involved in the community of the game.
I don't know if I'd say I'm involved in the community.
Well, like you're involved in the AIE community circled around that game.
Yeah, that's
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
Maybe I am a part of the community.
Well, everybody that plays the game is a part of the community. I think you're a pretty good, like a large part.
I stick my nose into everything. See, it's big.
Yeah, it's perfectly shaped to get right into everybody's business.
All right, so let's talk about the good parts. This is just in general. So I would say when a game gets announced, the good parts are what gets you excited about the community and gets people involved is when you hear about this new game coming out and it's the hype of the game. And, you know, people are talking about it and want you to Google it. And you're like, oh, I want to see this trailer and all this. And then, you know, as you get closer to the game, the hype is building and the community is talking about it. There's like a crazy buzz. And then you buy the game.
Right.
And that's where, you know, for me, I think that's almost
one of the best parts.
Yeah, because you're so like, anticipated. I remember when SOTOR came out.
Yeah.
I watched the trailers for years, or at least a year, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to play this game.
Yeah.
I am going to play this game. Star Wars, the cutscenes were awesome.
Oh, yeah, like the Deception one and stuff like that. Those are all trailers?
Yes.
Those are epic.
So how do you not want to see Darth Malgus just messing up Jedi in the Jedi Temple?
He destroys the whole temple.
Right, you're like, this game is going to be the best game I've ever played in my life.
Yeah.
And then it came out.
Right.
And I played it for like 2 weeks, and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah, because you weren't expecting like an MMO.
No, style. I didn't expect it to be what it was. Maybe I picked the wrong class to start, because I picked a commando, I was just like... I don't know. Maybe walking around and all those things, it just turned me off.
Yeah.
And then I went back to Call of Duty, where it's like the hype was real. It was like, boom, I was in it.
Yeah, that was Black Ops 1, I think.
No, right? No. That was Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah. We were just jamming on the Xbox 360. That was the first game I ever played online ever.
Yeah. I remember it was Christmas.
My parents were – I got the game, I think. Mm-hmm. And everyone else had Modern Warfare 2, you know, all my cousins. And they were like, dude, you got to get Xbox Live. Just get online. Like, well, we all just play together. Like,
and you're like, all right, I'll go do it right now.
Yeah, and then we convinced my parents, and we went and did it right that night. It was awesome.
Yeah, we were up late that night.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, and...
But speaking of hype, sorry, they cut you off. So, I was like that for Fallout 4. Like, as soon as Fallout 4 was announced, because I played, you know, I've talked about it a gazillion times, I played a bunch of 3 in New Vegas in Skyrim. And as soon as Fallout 4 was out, like, announced, like, the countdown, I think it was a countdown on YouTube or something like that for... when the trailer was going to come out, and I was working landscaping at the time. This is how far back that was. And I knew, like, we finished the job. I had to stop and watch the trailer, like, while we were sitting in the truck before we went into the next yard or something. Like, the hype was real. And then when the game came out, I enjoyed it a lot. So I know what you're saying. I ended up being a little disappointed later when it's something different. So it's the community can pump things up a lot, like subreddits and stuff like that too.
Well, and you know, the marketing and all that stuff makes the buzz.
Yeah.
And then the game's released.
Right. Then you actually see the product.
Correct. And then the bad happens. I find like once a game is released, the bad is like the floodgates are open.
For the bad.
Yeah. They forget about the great that we're going to get to, but the bad comes and they're like, oh, this game is fucking terrible. Right. Worst game ever. You know, they didn't give me what I want. And, you know, it's like anything else, you know. Well, now, you know, it used to be back in the day, PlayStation 1, when the game came out, it was either good or it was bad.
Yeah.
Because there was no updates. But now, so now these games can come out and they're like, after they're released, they're like, holy shit, we fucked this game up. Let's
patch it
and fix it right away. And they can do that. And it rolls that way. And for me, that's where, you know, the bad comes in. And
I was going to say to talk about bad stuff, the hype can go both ways too.
Right.
Like for Battlefront 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Knowing that there's going to be loot boxes and, you know, microtransactions in the game turned a lot of people off for that game.
A lot. And what was crazy is, I think, didn't the first Battlefront have loot boxes?
No.
It did not.
Not to the extent that this one was going to have them.
And I understand, you know, when you're playing a competitive game, you want everybody to be on a level playing field.
Right.
If we, me, you, and Al buy a game, we know that Al is going to play it 24/7 because he doesn't sleep.
Right.
Where me and you, we'll do this, and we get in, and he's already level 30, but he's earned that rank.
Right, because you play the game.
But because I don't, now I can go buy a loot box, and I can buy my way to level 30.
Right.
And yeah, I can understand. So the community really stood against them.
Yeah.
And that's where the bad came. And they actually shut that shit down, man.
I know. I think they might be bringing it back slowly or something, but they definitely got even the developer to notice, which is huge. That's all on
community. I didn't buy it. I'm a Star Wars freak.
I didn't either. I bought the Battlefield 1 version or bundle, I guess, of my PS4. Battlefront 2. Thank you, Salisbury. Sir Salisbury. Battlefront 2 had progression tied to loot boxes, which is fucked up.
Right.
Al's defending himself. I'm a full-time student, you know.
Well, either way, but that's where the bad came. And, you know, in all of the communities, there's always somebody that's hurt. No matter what fucking game it is, somebody's always gets hurt over something because you didn't get what you wanted.
Right.
And that's what makes it so hard for, you know, game developers is people consume content so fast. Now,
that
how can they keep up with it?
Yeah, it's really almost impossible task.
Right,
yeah.
You fly through Siege, you're max level after a week because you can play the shit out of it.
Right.
And now you're like, okay, now what do I do?
Right.
And you're already messaging the developers on Twitter or wherever going, where's my content? Where's my content? Where a guy like me is still, I'm level 10. Like, fuck, who has that kind of time?
Right.
And that's where it really makes it hard to please everybody. And, you know, I'm going to kind of get off the topic of games where look at Star Wars, what happened, you know, when the prequels came out everybody wanted to hang George Lucas.
Right.
Oh, he's the worst guy ever.
Yeah.
And then the new movies come out, and now they want to hang this guy and bring George Lucas back. So you can't make everybody happy.
Right. That's yeah, exactly.
And it makes me heart. It breaks my heart to hear people be so toxic.
Right.
And the toxicity in games is crazy. You know, I'm going to talk SOTOR. SOTOR PvP is as toxic as can be. People straight up yell at you, swear at you, call you ridiculous names.
Right.
They must be dumping something in a dumpster next door. You hear all that crazy noise.
Like, are we getting broken into?
Well,
like,
balloons. Where? You know, sorry, everybody, we get sidetracked. But what I'm saying is, you know, in SOTOR PvP, it's so toxic and people get so angry
when you don't play it properly.
If you're I'm a marauder. I die all the time. So I'm like, well, fuck it. At least I'm going to try to kill the people that are trying to capture the node.
Right.
And I'll get messages, F you, you need to capture the node. Don't kill people. And I'm like,
right.
What the fuck else am I supposed to do? I'm going to get stunned and I'm going to die, you know?
Where are my operators at?
Well, it's their ops night tonight.
Oh, I see.
Bad feeling. Guilty.
See, I'm like so easily distractible. A little Discord thing blipped up on
Mark. I was going to say it's Radio Gold, but it's probably Podcast Gold.
Right.
You know,
but I'm just so distractible.
Right.
Well, I was going to say about bad stuff and toxicity, like you were saying. Siege is like that too, especially for new players. I'm glad Al and I were with you to sort of coach you along, but it can be really bad for new players. I've seen in casual, you know, new people coming on who are like level 1 or 0 or something like that, and the game because they are new,
right?
Like, which there's a vote to kick option, or they'll team kill them just because they're new,
yeah,
just because they know that oh they're not going to you know play the game. You know, and use strategies that you need to win frequently. So right. They don't even give him a chance. They'll just kill him or something like that. Or kick him out. Which is, well, that's frustrating too. You know, that's not how the game grows.
No, properly. Absolutely. When people, you know, people have their opinions. That's fine. I'm all for an opinion. But when you're bringing other people down because of your opinion,
right.
It sucks. Because nobody wants to hear you bring somebody down.
Right.
Like, I firmly believe if you don't like the game, don't like the game. It's okay. You don't have to like the game.
Right.
But don't bring somebody down because they love the game and it didn't. That game didn't give you what it wanted, so you now hate the game.
Right.
I believe that through and through. There's some people that play the game that I'm not a big fan of because, you know, they're toxic.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things where I just say play the game, enjoy it, but be nice to people. Like right. Everybody's playing the game because they enjoy it. And if they don't enjoy it, they're just going to not play. But we move to the great.
Right.
And this is my favorite part of it because there's so many great things that comes from a community.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I will – you can type all you want. I'm
sorry.
You know, that's fine. That's why it's good that I'm not looking at that because I get so
– easily distracted.
Yeah. Well, anyway – so the great parts are, for me, is the AIE Guild that I'm now an officer of, you know, Bad Brian with a Bad Feeling, the new Outriders that I've run an op with, you know, that's the positive. You know, these people are so happy all the time. They're happy to play games with me. You guys playing Siege, like you said, we played the game and we're playing it. And if I was alone and I was just getting murdered every 2 seconds, I would have taken the disc out, deleted it off the hard drive, and never played it again.
Right. Yeah. Because especially if you're just with random people.
Right.
And, you know, it's not, you're not going to like ask them questions and they're not going to be like, oh, hey, are you new? They're just going to be like, oh, what the hell, man? You suck.
Yeah.
You know? So it having people around you, that, you know, can support you in a game is huge, especially for new players.
Right.
I think there's a giant, you know, guilds in SOTOR especially, or your, you know, the IE guild, your guilds you're involved with,
right,
are awesome for doing that. I mean, it's huge to have that support. It keeps the game going for longer and longer.
Actually, that's a perfect way to say it because the community keeps the game going.
Right.
So you finish the content. So I finish the content. Now what do I do?
Right.
You know, you're not just going to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You're going to get involved. So then you start going, oh, I'm going to run ops with Marcus on Wednesday nights. And then we start doing ops and we start doing this. Next thing you know, we're you know, the game's life is extended because of it.
Right.
And we're doing all those things. And then, you know, you're you want to be more involved in a game.
Mm-hmm.
When you start Googling videos, reading about the game, or is there any side stories, comic books?
Right.
Anything like
that? Well, like me with SOTOR. I like listened to all the SOTOR audiobooks that I could find anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I was got involved with SOTOR a little bit.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. But the biggest thing about the great part is how the community keeps people together.
Yeah.
I would say that's the best part, is when people are positive, no matter what. And, you know, there's positive people and there's negative people, and everybody has a place.
Mm-hmm.
But when the people you surround yourself, it's like when your parents used to say, you know, hang out with people that are going to benefit you, not hang out with people that bring you down.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so
I think there's a great quote. Great people lift people beneath them up. They don't bring them down, from Darth Vader. Get it? Is he, when he force chokes people, he lifts them up. Come on, that wasn't that bad. That was like some dad level corniness, but that wasn't a terrible joke.
I got nothing.
Anyways, back at the ranch.
All right, so
I think guilds and having, you know, being involved with the community is huge. Yep. I found myself involving myself in communities, even in other stuff like Game of Thrones. I've listened to Game of Thrones podcasts, or SOTOR. I've listened to SOTOR podcasts, of course. You know, read books and stuff like that, but or like subscribe to the subreddit so that when new stuff comes out, people are. I know other people that are super involved or are dissecting it, and they'll post stuff there.
Right.
With Fallout or in Siege and, you know, different things like that.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for all the watchers. This is great.
Yeah, this is awesome. So we did not hit 20. We hit 17. So there will be no 30-day subcode. So listen to episode 26, and there will be a code word that you'll have to message me on Twitter
to get that free 30-day subcode
to SOTOR. And thanks again, Musco, for giving that to me. But let's give another package of cartel coins. Why don't you do another roll?
All right. Please hold.
Let's see what here.
Get the list back up again. Yeah. This is what, through 14 now? Instead of 16?
Yeah, 14.
All right, so this is for cartel coins?
Yep.
So.
Drum roll, please. All right, we already.
3, 2, 1, and click. So number 6 on this list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rack Evan.
Rack Evan, congratulations.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You got 450 cartel coins.
Coming straight to you. Paid for by BioWare. Yeah. So, Rack Evan, I will message you those on Discord because you're on my ops team. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Boomba. Yeah. Hashtag Rick. No way.
No.
Brian, you should be opsing right now. I don't know why you're in this chat. Hey.
Isn't it fast as bedtime?
Oh, so one night a week, he's a grown up.
Oh, I see.
One night a week, he, you know.
He goes to bed at 7:30.
Yeah. One night a week, you
Promptly
know.
Promptly after dinner.
Yeah. So anyways, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to be on Routini Cast in probably 25 minutes, so we're going to try to edit this thing quickly and get that done before that happens. I don't know if we're – maybe episode 50 we'll do another live.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling we're going to do another one before then.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'd like to do this again. We got to figure it out so I don't have to sit next to you.
Yeah.
You know, right after work.
Yeah.
Pre-shower.
See? Thursday. Ryan says, Thursdays he can stay up past sunset. So – thanks, guys.
Thanks, Al.
We really appreciate it. I'm going to X out of this. And I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
Peace out.
See you later.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of Working Class Nerds.